Dr. Ed and Rogelski in the studio, and it's time for our Mendocino Coast Health Report. We welcome in Lucretia Renteria, Executive Director of Mendocino Coast Clinics. Hi, Lucretia. Thanks again for joining us.
Good morning.
I know we've got kind of a variety pack to talk about today, some changes in surveillance, testing, and more stuff. So take it away.
Great. Thank you. So I just wanted to mention that we are seeing a very huge run on testing, especially symptomatic testing here at the clinic. On Monday the 10th, our COVID team ran 122 rapid tests. Mm. They had 41 positives. It's a 33% positivity rate. That's probably the highest that we've seen over the course of this pandemic. So we're definitely in a surge here on the North Coast. We've been seeing it coming for a couple of weeks, and I want to encourage people who believe that they may have been exposed to give us a call, make an appointment at day 4 or 5 for testing. And for those who, as soon as you get symptoms, give us a call and come in for testing as soon as possible. You'll call 964-1251 for that type of testing. And, you know, if we're out of slots, stop by. A lot of times we can fit people in. Some people don't show up, and I'd rather have people tested and know whether or not they need to be in isolation. Also, the isolation orders have changed, and you can stay in isolation for 10 days, but if you want to test out early, you would start doing that testing at day 5. Now, your positive COVID test is day 0, so if that's on Monday, then day 1 is Tuesday, and you count to 5 from there. We're not open on the weekend, so we wouldn't be open again. Your day 5 would be Saturday. We wouldn't be open until Monday to do that, but we're not seeing a lot of negative tests coming back at day 5. So testing at day 7 is probably just fine, and there's a possibility that as long as you get a negative test, you've been without a fever for at least 24 hours without taking any medication for the fever, and your symptoms are resolving. They don't have to be completely gone, but they're getting better. And you have that negative test, then you can be released from isolation prior to the 10 days. If you just want to stay in for the 10 days, you don't need a negative test at the end of those 10 days. So just remember that. We still have Tuesdays in the tent for our vaccine number 1, number 2, and booster for anyone 12 years old and over. We have Johnson & Johnson, Pfizer, and Moderna all available on those Tuesdays. Please follow the city signs on how to come. You come through Cypress Street via River Drive over to South Street to come to alleviate any of the traffic congestion that we had had previously. And if you have a 5 to 11-year-old and you want them vaccinated newly or getting their booster, give us a call at either 964-1251 or 964-5696 and get put on a waiting list for our little bitties, 5 to 11-year-olds, for the vaccines. Theirs is a different formula, so we like to do them on a different day. We'll probably be putting those vaccine clinics on Fridays. Now, the big change this week is that we are doing our surveillance testing Wednesday morning, 9 to 1 as usual, but also Thursday morning, 9 to 1. There have been some changes in the FedEx pickup and drop-off times, and so we need to make it to FedEx by 2 o'clock, which means that we will have to have a hard deadline of 1 o'clock in doing any of the surveillance testing. I apologize in advance. I know this is going to be inconvenient for some people because it's possible you'll be in line waiting and we'll have to say sorry. You'll have to come back the next time we're doing this. We have to end at 1 o'clock to have time to process those samples and get them to FedEx in order to get them down to the Valencia lab. It is taking about 4 days to get results back right now, so we don't want to miss that deadline or we run the risk of the samples not getting to the lab in time to be processed, and then nobody gets their results from the day. So 9 to 1, both Wednesday and Thursday, I will ask for you to please don't come too early. It's not helpful. It clogs up our parking lot and creates some traffic congestion. And just know that if you're in line and it's passing 1 o'clock, we may have to ask you to come back the next day that we do that testing. We are no longer taking appointments for the surveillance testing. It is on a first-come, first-served basis. Please see us if you need surveillance testing. Remember that it's also available through the Veterans Hall on Tuesdays here in Fort Bragg. We are watching very closely what our public health officer is putting out as far as gathering guidance for small and large groups. As we are trying to see if we're going to be able to have our fundraising event this year. The plan was to have 3 winemaker dinners where we would only have up to 20 participants per dinner in 3 different inns with anywhere between 5 and 9 courses paired with wine, a shuttle to take people home who are not staying at that particular hotel. You can check our website to see other ways to make a donation. Those winemaker dinner tickets are going for $500 a seat, and 2 of them are almost sold out already. But you can look at our website for other ways to donate. We have Fund a Need going into the future, really looking at some of our off-site services that we're providing through MCC Goes to School, because we're now at the JD Center in Fort Bragg, offering services on Wednesday afternoons and on Wednesday mornings at our street medicine clinic. So please support us. We may be moving winemaker dinners if it looks like this surge is still headed towards a spike and it's not safe to do the dinners themselves. But we are selling tickets only to fully vaccinated people, and we have a testing plan for anyone from the restaurants and inns who will be working the events.
Well, Lucretia, once again, the clinics are doing a lot. You've presented it all to us. Thank you, Lucretia, for being on the Mendocino Coast Health Report. Rogalski here from the Coast.